Here are some of the other stories in your world this hour, starting in southern Israel. The sound of Palestinian Hassam rockets landing in Sderot. The town just outside the Gaza border is under attack for the second straight day. 2 people were injured. The border town has been hit by more than 4,000 rockets since 2001. Some fear this is an effort to get Israel embroiled in the clash between Hamas and Fatah in Gaza. Israeli Defense Minister Emer Peretz says Israel will not be provoked.
Israel is not going to be dragged into the Gaza Strip the way that Hamas want. We will choose the time, the place to respond, and we will protect our citizens.
Later in the day, Israel responded by launching an airstrike at a Hamas building in Gaza City. And inside Gaza, more violence despite the announcement of a ceasefire between Hamas and Fatah. In one incident, Hamas fighters attacked the home of a top Fatah security official. Mortars were fired at the house and pipe bombs planted in the compound. At least 6 bodyguards were killed. The official and his family were not home. Speaking in Rome, the Arab League General Secretary Amr Moussa said peace is the goal, but the reasons for the violence are complicated.
We have to be vigilant and don't lose sight about the reasons, the situation of blockade, of starvation, of unemployment, a situation that has been imposed on the Palestinians unjustly, unfairly, and led to this agitation in Gaza.
To Serbia, where last night Parliament voted in a new coalition